Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. With our current economy, there's no time to lose. Apothecary Herbs has their own version of the stimulus package. It includes sending you highly potent and certified organic herbal products at a 15% discount. Here's how it works. Mail in your order using our catalog order form, online downloadable order form, or if shopping on our website at thepowerherbs.com, print off the contents of your shopping cart, subtract 15%, add your shipping fee, and mail it in with your payment. Get well and save money. What could be better than that? Order by mail now and save 15%. Call Apothecary Herbs for a free product catalog toll-free, 866-229-3663, international 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663, or on the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Rebecca Carly sitting in for Wendy Wilson. She always has such great music on her shows. Of course, if you ask the doctor what's ailing you, the one thing you can be sure he won't tell you is that you have a vaccine-induced disease or you are suffering from side effects of big pharma drugs. Anyways, Wendy had something come up at the last minute, so she asked me to sit in for her today, and I'm very happy to do so. The first thing I want to suggest is that all of you go to either her website, thepowerherbs.com, or one of my websites, reversingvaccineinducediseases.com, and you can go to the link section on my website and scroll down to the bottom. If you have not yet signed up for the American Survival Newsletter, which Wendy started, let's see, it's been 31 weeks now that I've been contributing to myself, Wendy also gives love her excellent information regarding urban stuff. There are a number of other contributors. One of the favorites being a couple that write information about survival, the sellers of the survivors, is very good information. And you can get this weekly email newsletter for free. So if I was you, I would be signing up for that. When I write newsletters, in my weekly contribution, I spend a lot of time on these newsletters, and I always try to back up everything I say with various links. So like 2-day process spent just on this daily newsletter. And in this letter, entitled Government Psychological Propaganda, one of the things I talked about was the treason being committed by people in the District of Criminals. And, of course, that would be D.C. I just want to give you the definition of treason. According to Congress of the United States in 1906. Any or person owing allegiance to the United States of America shall let war against them or shall adhere to the enemies, giving them comfort within the United States or elsewhere, and shall be therefore convicted on confession in open court or under the testimony of two witnesses. The same overt act of the treason, whereof he or they shall stand indicted. Such persons shall be adjudged of treason to the United States and shall suffer death. And that if any person or persons have knowledge of the commission of any of the treasons aforesaid, shall conceal and not soon as may be disclosed and make known the same to the President of the United States, or someone who is thereof, or to the President or Governor of a particular state, or someone of his or justices thereof. Such persons on conviction shall be adjudged guilty of his prison of treason, and shall be imprisoned not exceeding 7 years, and find not exceeding $1,000. Now, of course, one of our problems is that the president's committee and the judges are committees, and it's the big treason that we're dealing with. But one of the most obvious examples that you can access to C-SPAN that will be at the library is searching for a speech that Joe Biden gave to APAC, which stands for the American Israel Public Affairs Committee, on May 9th, 2009, in which he stated, "I am Zionist." Now, of course, he should have stood on spot and for treason, but this is but one of many situations they're dealing with. And he suffered through this inauguration. I mean, can you imagine these psychopaths have already bankrupted their country? They're spending millions and millions and millions of dollars to have a second inauguration, 213,000 robocops, military service, etc., to guard the traitor-in-chief. We have to suffer through that. We have to watch on television, on every quote-unquote mainstream media source, all the hundreds of thousands of mind-controlled robots in the mall in Washington, D.C., waving their little flags. Where did they get those flags? Who paid for those flags? Is there some kind of a giant sign that we can't see that says, wave your flags now? I mean, it's just amazing. If you have eyes to see, you can see what's going on. But, of course, I just wanted to mention that the most obvious treason being committed against the people by those in the District of Criminals is allowing the private Federal Reserve to charge the government interest for printing Federal Reserve notes. Now, I'm sure the listeners to this show, just like the listeners to my shows, and let me just mention my shows, I have two shows called What's Ailing America. One is on the microeffect.com every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern. One is on republicbroadcasting.org every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern. Unfortunately, although I've been doing shows on public access and internet radio for about 16 years now, I still haven't run out of answers to the question, what's ailing America? That's how bad it is. But the good news is, once enough people realize that everything bad that's happening is being done on purpose, and we reach a critical mass of realization of people that can face reality, we can change things in a heartbeat. But this especially goes towards the Federal Reserve. Now, if you don't know about the Federal Reserve, you really need to check that out, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time on the show talking about that. But when you think about the fact that a bunch of banksters, a private bank, that's right, private has federal, does not have anything to do with the federal government any more than Federal Express has to do with the federal government. These banksters charge us interest to print Federal Reserve notes. Just think about that, people. That is such a total fraud. And, of course, there's many excellent sources of information that you can read about that. One of my favorite is a book by Eustace Mullins called The Secrets of the Federal Reserve, which can explain to you what it really is and how it got started. But the fact that we are being bankrupted, obviously on purpose, and of course pretty much the entire globe is also being bankrupted because the IMF is the same monster as the Federal Reserve. The reason they're going after Iran is because Iran doesn't deal in usury. That's the real reason why they're going after Iran and why they went after all these Muslim countries. The Arab Spring was obviously a CIA and Mossad operation to take down any Muslim leaders who would not buy into the usury scam. But the point being is that we are being bankrupted by being charged interest for printing this worthless paper. Now, the good news is, and I encourage all of you to go to YouTube, type in Iceland Saves Economy Jails Bankers. This little country of Iceland, actually, has shown us the way as they were being bankrupted as well. They decided they weren't going to take it anymore. And in fact, they actually jailed their bankster. They pushed out their government. And they announced to the IMF, we're not paying you a dime because this is fraud. And now their economy is rebounding, amazingly so. And just imagine what would happen if every government, well, I can't say every government, it would have to be the peoples of every country, found out about this and did the same thing. Everything would change in a heartbeat because we are being bankrupted by these psychopaths that are stealing everything we have. And basically all we have to do, you don't need a revolution. There was no revolution in Iceland. They just basically decided, we're not going to pay you back this money that you have charged us to print our money. And that was the end of it. Amazing. And every country in the world should take note of this, the peoples thereof, and should do the same thing, in my opinion. Okay. So that's what people have to realize. And I know I'm probably preaching to the choir here, but, you know, I try to give you information that you can use to try to open up the eyes of the brain-dead family members and friends that you have, because I know it's very difficult to open their eyes. Of course, my major action started, you know, in terms of healthcare when I realized that my profession was killing people and creating all diseases. And I started doing research about 16 years ago and figured out the cause of all disease and how to reverse all disease with natural therapy. And if you go to my website, reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com, click on the Vaccine Induced Disease tab. If you haven't yet done so, please download my diagrams. There's only four of them. The first diagram is called the Big Picture. It's the cause of all disease on one piece of paper. And then below that, you can access links to a talk I gave in Chicago in 2008 explaining my diagrams, which is the talk I always give when I explain my diagrams, but I no longer fly. So although I'm always invited here and there to give talks, I will never fly again, you know, what with the TSA and they're unraveling our DNA and all the rest of it. But you can access that lecture for free on my website and learn about the cause of all disease. It is so simple, so simple. Basically, they're allowing us to be poisoned with so many different things. You know, vaccine viruses, heavy metals, pesticides, aspartame, fluoride, chemtrails, the list is endless. And depending on the strength of your individual immune system, which is the only thing you truly inherit from your parents, there are very few, quote-unquote, genetic diseases. Really, what you're inheriting is the strength of your immune system. And depending on how strong your immune system is, as the traitors in the district of criminals, you know, get paid off to allow us to be exposed to every toxin you can imagine, although we have the EPA, the FDA, the USDA, all these different agencies that we also pay for to protect us, what they're actually doing is covering up the evidence we're being poisoned and protecting the wrongdoers. So as you get more and more things exposed to you, and eventually your body just can't take it anymore, your body develops a symptom to let you know you're doing the wrong thing. You got to stop doing all these things. And unfortunately, what most people do when they get a symptom is they go to the white coat. The white coat gives them a diagnosis of some disease and gives them a prescription. And in all cases, even if that prescription may possibly help to decrease the symptoms of your quote-unquote disease, in all cases, it will give you side effects and usually end up causing so many side effects that you need more drugs for those symptoms. And then it goes on and on and on until you're dead. And one of the amazing things in my life is that my own family doesn't listen to me. Basically, I guess it's some kind of a gender thing, a generational thing. I don't know. My parents both decided I was getting too big for my britches, you know, when I decided I knew more than the entire, you know, field of medicine, and decided to ignore everything I said. Now they're both dead. They've both been killed by the white coats. And my younger sister is now being killed by the white coats. She had breast cancer, you know, got her body mutilated, had the breast cut off, and is now getting chemo and radiation. And she's close to death. And, you know, I don't know how many more, you know, will die. But I don't waste my time on these people because it's pure common sense. You have to have the humility to admit, even if you're a doctor or a nurse or you've been trained by the psychopaths at the top of the food chain, because, of course, Big Pharma controls the entire profession of medicine now, you have to do your homework. You have to use common sense. And in fact, one excellent source of information, although I don't agree with everything that they publish, but you can go to naturalnews.com, get on their email list. An excellent article they sent out just January 24th entitled "Study Accidentally Exposes Chemotherapy as Fraud. Tumors grow faster than after chemo." Isn't that amazing? Now, of course, I've known for years chemo and radiation both cause cancer. And that's why my younger sister, Beverly, who I told, you know, mammograms cause cancer, she didn't listen to me, got her yearly mammogram, and eventually she developed cancer. And I was like, well, surprise, surprise. You know, radiation causes cancer. And then you give these people chemo, and then they end up dead. But, of course, they lose their hair, they vomit their guts out, et cetera, et cetera. They make the end of your life a living hell. But this National News article is really excellent. They basically talk about an article. Let's see, where was this published? The Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center in Seattle, Washington, did studies on chemotherapy and actually documented that chemo fuels the growth and spread of cancer cells, making them much harder to stamp out once chemotherapy has already been initiated. And this was published in the journal Nature Medicine. And it talks not only about how chemotherapy causes healthy cells to release a protein that actually feeds cancer cells and causes them to thrive and proliferate, but also the fact that chemotherapy definitely damages the DNA of healthy cells, a long-term detriment that persists long after chemotherapy treatment is stopped. So basically what you have is the combined action of healthy cell destruction and cancer cell promotion, which makes chemotherapy more of a cancer-causing protocol than a cancer treatment protocol. Now, what do you think's going to happen, folks? Do you think Susan G. Komen or Avon or any of these other groups are going to spread the word about this important information to their walkers and their members, etc.? Of course not. Because that's the one thing we can always be assured of, is the fact that the truth is kept from the public. Because actually, if you know anything about Agenda 21, I don't know if Wendy ever talks about Agenda 21, but you can check it out easy enough for yourself on the Internet. One of the purposes of Agenda 21, which is a UN declaration, is that they need to depopulate the Earth by about 90%. And, of course, cancer is one of their favorite ways to do so, because not only does it kill you when they give you the treatment, but also it gives them lots of money. You know, cancer is one of the biggest money makers of all of the different areas within Big Pharma. As a matter of fact, as time goes on, I'm hearing of more and more people, which even if they are covered by quote-unquote insurance, eventually they're told that they have maxed out of their insurance and now they have to pay for their cancer treatments themselves. And I know of one young woman who's paying $11,000 per chemo treatment out of pocket in order to treat her breast cancer, which actually she had breast cancer, got their treatment to begin with, and believed that the cancer had been quote-unquote cured. Of course, it's never cured because they never get rid of the cause, which are toxins and vaccine viruses that corrupt the immune system. So it almost always comes back. Sometimes it could take like 5 years for it to come back. But in her case, it came back, and basically they say it recurred. No, it didn't recur. It never went away. It just got suppressed enough that it didn't show up on the mammo or whatever. So now this young woman, who's the daughter of a friend of mine, is getting $11,000 chemo treatments and paying for them out of pocket per treatment. And it's really a nightmare because her mother, you know, I was trying to get her to go through my protocol and get rid of the cause. But the woman's husband, the woman that has cancer, her husband has a bunch of white folks in the family. And, of course, they don't believe in natural medicine. And so rather than, you know, try something that is common sense and has been proven to actually work, she's continuing to get her chemo treatments and is now, you know, basically trying to coerce her mother into helping to pay for the $11,000 of shot treatments. So it's a true nightmare because, you know, their family's already been maxed out. They can't, how many $11,000 cancer treatments can you pay for before you have nothing left? And so that's kind of where they are. Now they're trying to get, you know, the mother that wants her to do natural therapies to help pay for the poison that's going to kill her daughter. But this happens all the time. And as I said, my own family doesn't listen to me. So that's why I always tell people any show I do, and besides my two shows, I do shows pretty much every day at this point, I always tell people, do not believe anything I say. Check things out for yourself. And, of course, you have to use intuition. One of the first things I encourage people to ask themselves is, if poison is making us sick, is more poison going to make us well? I mean, that's a very simplistic question. And just in terms of the vaccine situation, of course, you know, I believed the vaccine propaganda when I was in medical school. What woke me up as to vaccines is that my only son was brain damaged from vaccines, and that was about 16 years ago, and that's when I went into the black hole and started researching vaccines. And one of the best questions I can arm people with to try to wake up their family members is ask them the following question. If a virus is bad, how can injecting the virus directly into your bloodstream protect you? That is insane. That is like the biggest medical lie in all of history. And that's what I'm trying to get people to realize, especially when there's something called colloidal silver that's been around for hundreds of years. I've been using it myself for over 16 years, myself, my three dogs, and my two cats. We drink it every day. And basically, it is a way to kill every pathogen, virus, bacteria, one-celled parasite that you're exposed to. Now, it won't kill vaccinated viruses, but say that some idiot in your community or family gets the flu vaccine, and then they can start coughing or sneezing on you, it's going to get rid of those viruses. And that's a natural way to go. It's very, very safe. I've never had anyone in all my years of using it myself and teaching my clients about it ever have a single side effect. And, in fact, on the link section of reversing vaccine-induced diseases, you can actually learn about the little silver generator that I use. You can get a generator and make it for pennies a day. Use it to wash your vegetables, your countertops, your cutting boards, you name it. Hundreds and hundreds of uses of this totally safe solution, which the FDA has labeled a pesticide because they want to take it off the market. So if you get your own little silver generator, you will have it for the rest of your life. You can make it for pennies a day. And that's the first thing that I would suggest anyone do in order to protect their families as we're going into these very dark days of depopulation. We'll be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663, for international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663, or on the web at thepowerherbs.com.
And we're back, and this is Dr. Rebecca Crowley, sitting in for Wendy Wilson. And during the break, we heard about her pandemic formula. I just want to mention that I can totally recommend her various herbs. I have many of them myself. Herbs are not one of the primary things that I am schooled in. I have other things that I use, especially homeopathic remedies, but I can, you know, strongly suggest that you can have confidence in her herbs. She is an excellent herbologist and makes wonderful herbs and as I said, I have many of them. And anytime I hear that word pandemic, I always like to remind people that, of course, what you may not realize is that your tax dollars are funding over 1,300 biowarfare labs just here in the United States alone. We are paying for the creation of these monster weaponized viruses, including a special weaponized oral rabies virus that can be aerosolized. There's a $500,000 grant that's been given to a research team to create that monster, and that's one of the things that's being spread in chemtrails. So this is a very important thing that you need to realize. Okay, and during the break, I was told that somebody had instant message in a question about a condition called argyria, and I welcome that question because this is how they tried to scare people in regards to colloidal silver. First of all, let me say, I never learned the word colloidal silver in medical school, surprise, surprise. Although when I did find out about it, after I started researching natural therapies, I did find out that it was in the physician's desk reference until the 1980s when it was taken out because it's so much more effective with no antibiotic-resistant organisms ever being created. Let me repeat that. As we're seeing all the superbugs that are being created and are killing people in the hospitals, are infecting the food source animals that are getting antibiotics like it was some kind of a vitamin, and creating superbugs, this does not happen with silver. And so, of course, you know, Big Pharma would have gone out of business if it wasn't for the fact that, you know, they took that wherewithal, that knowledge away from the public so that they would not know it existed. But somehow I found out about it. I've been using it for about 15 years. The scare that they put out to people, and, you know, Oprah Winfrey was a major player in this before she took her show off the air. There was this blue man that did the rounds. He went to many of the talk shows, including hers, and he claimed that he had taken colloidal silver, and this is how his skin turned blue. Well, I immediately realized the fraud of that because silver turns you gray. Copper turns you blue. But you see, copper being blue is much more attention-getting than being gray. So I am sure that somebody paid him to do that to himself, to take such massive doses of copper solution that he turned his skin blue. But it didn't affect his health, just like argyria, which is the actual name for what happens to somebody if they take silver, where their skin turns gray. It doesn't affect your health. It doesn't affect any of your organs. What happens is that your skin can accumulate some of the silver particles if you take massive, massive amounts. And especially if you take massive amounts of very large particles. Many years ago, and I researched this, there's only been 150 cases of true argyria in 150 years. And almost all of it happened way back when. They actually used to crush up silver and put it in milk and water in order to get rid of bacteria and then drink it in a crushed state. So you were actually drinking crushed metal. That's when it would accumulate in the tissues. At this point, it's done with different techniques that use electrical, electrodes. This is not my area of expertise. But it uses electrodes attached to two rods of silver put into distilled water. Let me just say, if you go to the lightofdayradioshow.com and you click on Dr. Crowley Archives, on May 5th, 2012, I did an interview with the owner of the Silver Lungs Company, Mario Cifaldi, and that's what I would really suggest you access. May 5th, 2012, thelightofdayradioshow.com under Dr. Crowley Archive. We talked about all of these issues, ionic versus colloidal silver especially. Bottom line is, the way that silver is made today, especially with the really good generators, there is no way that you're going to accumulate enough silver particles in your body to cause your skin to turn gray. And even if you did, it's not going to cause you any side effects. It's not going to cause liver failure, none of that stuff, okay? As opposed to the antibiotics that will kill you. As a matter of fact, the two strongest antibiotics, which are for gram-negative bacteria, like, for example, gentamicin, if you take that antibiotic, that will cause renal failure. That's how they killed my mother. She had gangrene of her toes. They gave her gentamicin, IV. She got renal failure. She didn't want dialysis, so she decided to die. So that's, see, this is what you all always have to consider. Is what I'm going to do, is it more dangerous than what will happen to me if I do nothing? You see, that's how you're supposed to make medical decisions. And this is a very important question that always comes up in regards to diagnostic tests. I actually wrote two newsletters, American Survival newsletters, in regards to diagnostic tests. And that is one very important message that I want to give to you listeners. Is anytime you go to a white coat, and if I was you, I would avoid them like the plague, okay? Because they don't have a clue on what causes any problem, and in almost all cases, the test they give you or the prescription they write will lead to your death. That's just fact. That's what I observed, and that's why I left this group, which, you know, hilariously, you know, takes the Hippocratic Oath, first do no harm. Well, it's now become a hypocritic oath. But one of the diagnostic test situations I like to always warn people about are the MRIs and the CAT scans, which they will come up with any excuse they can to, you know, order for you. Now, the first question that you should ask, and let me just say, I don't give medical advice, I don't practice medicine, because the New York State Medical Board went after me 10 years after I left medicine, and I had been doing natural medicine for 10 years. 10 years later, they came after me. They finally came up with an excuse, a public access show that I did, and they said I had a delusion of conspiracy, and they wanted me to undergo, quote-unquote, psychiatric treatment, and I told them they can have their license. I'm a teacher now. So to protect myself, I always make that disclaimer. I'm not practicing medicine, and I'm not giving medical advice. I'm telling you what I would do if I was you. And what I always tell people is don't believe anything I say. Check it out for yourself. But in regards to CAT scans and MRIs, this is something they are ordering these, you know, it's like so common, it's unbelievable. First of all, they get thousands and thousands of dollars for ordering them because insurance, you know, covers most of this. First thing you have to ask yourself is, am I going to act on the results? One of the other things I do is I actually assist people as a patient advocate, you know, being able to read their chicken scratch, knowing all that's going on because I learned about all these things, little did they know, when they accepted me into medical school and surgery residency, how bad it was going to turn out for the medical psychopath. But if I was you, I would always ask the question, am I going to act on this information? And this came up recently for me. There's an elderly gentleman. He's got so many health problems, it's unbelievable. But he's a veteran, and by coincidence, they had discovered that he had an abdominal aortic aneurysm on some study that they ordered for him. Now, that's a bad thing to have. And the thing is, they take probably a decade to develop in the first place. If you're not a surgical candidate, if you're not up to having it repaired, which is an extremely dangerous procedure and you're very likely to die, then what is the point of continuing to do further studies on it? Because you're not going to act on it, not to mention the fact that CAT scans have so much radiation, 800 chest x-rays worth of radiation, just from getting a CAT scan by itself. So, you know, ding, 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 we're talking cancer risk here. And for both MRIs and CAT scans, they use something called contrast media. Contrast media is something they inject into your bloodstream so that your blood vessels will show up on the study. In both cases, be it contrast media for CAT scans or MRIs, they both cause renal failure. And this is something they never tell people. Oh, they act like, okay, we're just going to do a CAT scan or an MRI, no big deal. You know, sign this piece of paper, just like everything else. You know, it's bad enough if you sign a piece of paper for a car loan or something and you don't take the time to read it. But if you do something like that with your health, that can kill you, okay? And I've never found a single person in all my years of doing consults for people and teaching them what they need to know, where the white coat actually warned them about the risk just from the contrast media. Because what oftentimes happens is they do the test, the result of which you're not going to act on in the first place. However, you end up in renal failure just from getting the injection. And then next thing you know, you're a potential dialysis or transplant candidate. You see, this is what people have to face. And I know it's very hard. You know, you see the white coat and he or she, you know, they may smile at you. You know, they're spending 5 to 10 minutes with their stethoscope around their neck, you know, pretending that they're interested in your case. But in actuality, they make nothing by actually, you know, making people well. You know, I make a fraction of what I made as a surgeon actually reversing people's diseases. But you see, I actually wanted to help people. That's why I became a doctor. And it's funny how it all works out because I'm doing that now. Although, of course, the medical mafia has made sure I pay a very high price for that. But the diagnostic tests are so important for you to evaluate, to realize what do those actually cause. Those can kill you in themselves. So if I was you, I would never get a diagnostic test unless I'm going to act on the test. And are you going to believe them when they tell you that you have such and such? Anyway, I mean, probably the only test that doesn't have a side effect is an EKG, but even with an EKG, they can lie to you. They can say, oh, you have so-and-so. You know, you need to get a cardiac stress test or whatever. We got to check you out further. Well, cardiac stress test is one of the most ridiculous tests I've ever heard of. That's where they tell you that looks like your heart's having a problem. So get on this treadmill. We're going to make you exercise to a point that you would never exercise in your everyday life to where you're ready to pass out, and then we're going to, you know, monitor your EKG while you're doing this. Now, of course, what people don't know, but what I do know because I was in the hospital and I saw what was going on, and this was the value of my medical education to me because I'm going to expose it all. These people have to know what's really going on. These doctors that run the hospitals are psychopaths, and they are intentionally hurting people. Now, if you get a cardiac stress test, one thing you need to know is that in very high likelihood, you will have a heart attack during cardiac stress test because that's what it's designed to do. So they will either have the cardiac cath lab on standby or in the hospital that I did my residency at in Brooklyn, SUNY Downstate and Kings County Hospital in Brooklyn, they would actually have the OR suite on the ready because they knew that many of the people getting cardiac stress tests were going to have a heart attack, and they would need to have their CABGs, you know, their coronary artery bypass graft. So this is just, you know, one of the things you have to realize in terms of the medical mafia. What I try to tell people, if I was you, like with this whole Obamacare thing, why do you think they're pushing this? Insurance was developed to keep you in the box. Why doesn't insurance cover natural things? Well, the answer is because natural things work. And they don't want you to get well. There's no money to be made in getting you well, not to mention the fact that how can we depopulate the planet if people are getting well? And so they want you to get their big pharma treatment, and that's how it works. And so as this Obamacare, you know, mandate comes down the pike, what I'm going to do is tell them I'll pay the fee, the extortion, the tax, whatever you want to call it. There is no way I'm going to get your Obamacare insurance because, mark my words, it will also be forcing you to get vaccinated to keep your insurance. You and your children will have to be vaccinated. Women will have to get their yearly mammograms. They're going to put conditions on the insurance itself. So first they're going to mandate you get insurance, and then they're going to mandate, in order to keep your insurance, that you get all these things done, which are going to kill you. And so what I'm going to do is just say, thank you very much. I'll pay the tax, the extortion, whatever. Like I said, I'm not going to get the insurance. There is no way that they are ever going to force me to do anything that they say, because I have not had insurance for over 15 years. I do my own stuff. I'm very healthy. Of course, if you get in a traumatic situation like a car accident or something, you know, they can drag you unconscious to a hospital, in which case I'm sure I would be killed anyway. So I don't even worry about that. But, you know, if you have good car insurance, that covers an accident anyway. So I just like to point that out to people. We have to take our power back. We have to start saying no. No, I'm not going to do this. If enough people said no, it would be over. Same thing with the pet vaccines. I just had a woman call me today. Oh, I know rabies vaccines cause rabies. They cause, you know, autoimmune disease. I got the package insert on the pet page of reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com. Read it for yourself. The actual package insert of the rabies vaccine says that it causes autoimmune disease. But then this woman said to me, but I have to do it. And I'm like, oh, really? You have to do it. Well, then kill your pet, because your government is telling you to kill your pet. So kill your pet. I mean, what's wrong with you people? Say no. This is genocide. They're killing you. They're destroying your health. They're stealing your children. They're doing all of these things. They're committing treason to the extent that people of a conscience can't even fathom. And you're doing nothing. You're going to the mall in the District of Criminals, and you're waving your flag. I can't tell you how hard this is for me to even live through this. Sometimes I wish they would just come and kill me. They've tried three times, so far it hasn't worked. But just watching this, watching, especially the dads, doing nothing, nothing to protect their families and their children, going to the game. What's wrong with you people? Okay? I'm sorry, but it's time for us to stand up and say no. No, no, no. Most important word in the English language, just say no. Watch and see what happens. Check it out on the internet, as I said. YouTube, Iceland saves economy, jails banksters. Look at what happened in Iceland. They just said no. We're not going to allow our economy to be bankrupted by these psychopaths, these financial psychopaths. As far as the mandatory vaccines, you have to say no. We're not going to allow you to kill and maim us. That's what we're going to do, is say no to the medical psychopaths, you know, to the political psychopaths who are pretending they're serving their country. Are you kidding me? You're serving your country? What does serving your country mean? It means causing unbelievable suffering and death and bankruptcy, etc., etc. As a matter of fact, one of the articles in the paper today that made me want to throw up was this article in regards to the U.S., and this was front page in my local Charlotte Observer, U.S. to allow women in combat. Move signals military culture change opens hundreds of thousands of frontline jobs. Great! So these people who are so ignorant that haven't even researched what's going on with these fake wars, now they're going to make women into serial killers. Great! They're going to have their own children, abandon them to have their mothers or whatever babysit them while they go off to kill other people's children in foreign countries. You know, it's really getting so obvious that the people are just totally clueless, brainwashed, mind controlled, whatever you want to call it. But, you know, for women to now be fighting for the right to kill people, I'm speechless on that one. You know, that's pretty amazing to me. And good luck to them. If they think that's serving their country, you know, I welcome them to come home. And when their children ask them, well, what did you do in the war? Well, I mowed down defenseless women and children with AK-47. You know, that's how I served my country. It's really pretty amazing. So anyways, I know I'm a little bit more, you know, passionate and, you know, into, I don't even like to call it the fringe, but, you know, into the harder stuff than Wendy is, so I hope I didn't shock too many of you. But feel free to contact me. You can email me at drcrowley@gmail.com. There's a lot more contact info on my website, reversingvaccineinducediseases.com. And if you want to get into the really hard info, like how inoculations are the true weapons of mass destruction, please check out drcrowley.com. But what I will promise you is I don't say anything that I can't back up and that I have not proven by research. So check it out for yourself, folks, and just realize that we can stop this. The magic word is no. We have to learn how to say no. No, you're not going to kill us. You're not going to maim and steal our children. We're not going to pay for it anymore. And stop calling what you're doing service, especially these criminals and the district of criminals. Watch what they do, my God. It's so obvious. Not to mention the fact, of course, they're almost all lawyers. So, you know, that's kind of an obvious problem that you have when you get about 95% lawyers, you know, in a giant Capitol building and then ask them to take an oath to honor the Constitution. You know you got a problem when that happens. So anyways, thanks for listening, folks. Thank you, Wendy, for inviting me to cover for you. And keep learning, people. That's your best defense. Bye-bye for now.